Danny Carpenter owns his own company, D&D Fireworks. But since he's just open a few weeks in the summer and a couple of days around New Year's, he spends the rest of his time selling something else. Carpenter is also the owner of this and a few other tropical smoothie locations around Tallahassee. He says selling fireworks just helps him earn a little extra cash. That, and he says he's always loved those colorful explosions.
And our Christmas stocking was fireworks. In fact, my dad would, I mean, Santa Claus would fill a huge box full of fireworks and then take our stockings and just lay them on top of the box.
But Carpenter says people don't buy fireworks as often as they once did. So during the off-season, he doesn't keep them around except for a few sparklers he keeps on hand for people to use at their weddings. He says because of regulations, keeping the biggest boomers around is expensive. But for those few weeks of the year around July 4th, he says he's got them all.
Gone Wild, Hang 'em High, Purple Haze.
But right now, under Florida law, it's only legal for residents to use fireworks like those for certain purposes, such as scaring birds away from crops. So before they buy them, people have to sign a waiver agreeing to follow the rules. And lawmakers worry about how that's affecting Florida's businesses. Some suggest people might cross state lines to buy pyrotechnics. And Venice Republican Senator Nancy Dieter says she thinks a lot of buyers just fib and sign the form anyway, which is why she's supporting a measure that would get rid of that rule.
This is the we're done lying bill, and we're just going to say we're going to use it, and we're not holding anybody else harmless.
The Senate version of the bill, sponsored by St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis, repeals the current rule, but limits the sale of fireworks to those 16 years old and older, and creates some requirements about what kinds of insurance a fireworks retailer must carry. Other than that, Brandis says the state's giving local governments the ability to make their own rules about the sale and use of fireworks. But Carpenter says he's not sure what the point of the change is.
I would say that out of 1,000 times of saying, I just need you to fill out this section right here on this form, out of 1,000 customers, we may have 4 that say, well, I'm not signing that. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Well, I can't sell you these things. So 4 out of 1,000 might have an issue with it. So we'll pick up sales from those 4 people, and I don't think that's going to really matter.
Carpenter says he'd be glad to see the insurance change if it's actually enforced, because he says he thinks it'll help to legitimize the business. But he also says he's worried about the potential impact of local governments creating a patchwork of their own rules. Meanwhile, Florida Fire Chiefs Association member Wayne Watts says he can't imagine the outcome of the change being anything but negative. Watts says despite what some legislators say, the current law is not a farce.
The fact of the matter is, if you sign a waiver saying that you're going to use it for agricultural purposes and you use it otherwise, you are in violation of the law.
Watts says fireworks can be as dangerous as a gun. And he says putting that in the hands of a kid as young as 16 is a mistake. Still, the Florida League of Cities says it's on board with the plan because its members like the idea of more local control. The measure passed its first committee hearing in the Senate. The House version of the bill was scheduled for a hearing the same day, but officials postponed that discussion. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.